Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone.
That's Chicago. Bring us back to 3 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. With a number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Insperity. He's in charge of the sales and marketing organization there. It's a national group, and full disclosure there, our presenting sponsor. Hey, Jay, thank you again for being here. Your new book is called Embrace the Price of Success Because the Cost of Failure is Too High. I know you pretty well, and that just sounds like something you'd say. Why did you think of that title?
Well, it's one of the things I've said to people over the years when I'm presenting and talking mostly to the salespeople is that, you know, embrace the price of success. What does that mean? It means you have to study, you have to learn, you have to develop your personality, develop your leadership skills because the cost of failure, because of not doing it, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And I described my book by not doing it, you get to say no a lot. No, you can, no, honey, you can't have that dress. No. You know, son, you can't have a car. No, 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 no. And that's not the life I think that we're called to lead. And if you embrace the price of success, it's less expensive than the price of failure, because failure means you lack, you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it just makes perfect sense in my life. Because I didn't want to tell my wife forever or my kids or, no, we can't have that house, we can't have that furniture, you can't have. So it's and you can't bless others if you're broke, Jim.
So I want you to talk about that, because this is something that I've heard you talk about so many times, and I've quoted you so many times about this, the concept of blessing others. Part of your reason for being, part of your success, the responsibility of your success. We're going to talk about accountability in a minute. Part of that, you think, is the importance of blessing others. Tell us about that.
Well, at some point, you got enough, right? I mean, people can go crazy and get materialistic, and it's always some next thing. But at some point, you know, you look around and you go, you know, I'm pretty well set here. And at that point, even before then, though, I think blessing others starts with giving your time. You know, giving yourself, giving mm-hmm. your being selfless in your time. But then as you move forward and become more successful and financially, you know, to be able to write a check for somebody's needs is a pretty cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, you know, it's much more blessed to give, you know, than to receive is really true. I am amazed that I'm able to bless so many people and so many organizations because of the success that my wife and I have been able to experience. So I believe that's really the essence of self-actualization, is when you can, you know, look around and see a need and be able to feel that need.
It is one of the most spiritually enriching things you can do, is to put something or someone else above yourself. That's the part of the faith life. I also want to talk about accountability. Abundance. Let's move into abundance, because this is another thing that you talk a lot about, and that is the idea of believing in abundance, and that's the plus sum thinking, not zero sum.
Well,
zero sum thinking is opposite of abundance, but plus sum is the concept of abundance. Talk to us about that.
Well, one of the things that in my book I talk about, and I told this story before the book, is this idea that we're going to run out of oil. You know, I mean, we all grew up that we're going to run out of oil. And my book, I talked to my dad when I was 16 years old. I said, "Hey, Dad, it looks like to me at some point we got to run out of oil." Here's what he said. He said, "Son, they told me the same thing when I was your age." And now what do we have? The world is awash in oil.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's like, please. And so there's so many examples of you know, the abundance that we have. That it has another way of saying it. If you got the money, someone's going to show up with what you need.
Yeah. Well, and also, abundance is not even just resources. I mean, look at what the abundance of thinking about our resources, what it's done to innovation. Right. This is helping us maximize the use of our resources. That's the other thing that the Green New Deal people are completely missing. Before we go, I got about a minute or so left. You are a master salesman, and you teach and lead people how to be master salespeople. Give us some thoughts and this is toward the end of the book, folks. One of the things you talk about is having fun. Talk to us about being a professional salesperson.
Well, that's, you know, one of the things that changed my life is when I had a mentor back 35 years ago, when I first got in sales, tell me about how salespeople is just as much a profession as an accountant or an engineer or a doctor. Mm-hmm. And here's what he said, the last thing he said. And you get to make more money than any of them. Now, with that kind of statement, you know, you don't make more money than any of them by being a laggard or being unprofessional or being, you know, the talking head or, mm-hmm. you know, people's envisioning of a salesperson. A salesperson is someone who's innovative, someone who has the heart for the buyer, has something that is valuable for the buyer, and can communicate in a way where the buyer can understand and see the vision that the salesperson has. And that's called professionalism.
And quickly, you talk about the world being awash in money. Finish that. The world is awash in money. Finish that.
Yeah, I felt like I got the world awash in money, looking for a home. Why not your house?
Why not your house? Folks, the book's titled Embrace the Price of Success. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find it online. It's available wherever books are sold. Hey, Jay, thank you for being here. Congratulations on your book. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.